Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Good afternoon and welcome to Pebbles of Truth. We want to take some time this afternoon and talk about some fun ways that we can prepare our kids for Thanksgiving. You know, we were sharing last week that the attitude of gratitude can sometimes get lost in the food and the football and even the festivities of the day. Mm-hmm. But it's important for us as parents to build the character trait of thankfulness into the hearts and lives of our kids. And there's no better time of the year to crank that up than right now, Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And Bruce, last week we talked about writing down things that we were thankful for and putting them on paper turkey feathers and, and building a Thanksgiving turkey on our refrigerators.
Yep, yep.
Well, what other creative ideas do we have for this week?
Well, I hope we have a couple. And let's start off with one that might help our children learn the origins of Thanksgiving. Where did they come from? And maybe we can check out a book from our church or community library that overviews the history of the day and read the story and talk about the tough circumstances that the pilgrims faced coming to a new place and new food and made new friends and how God was faithful to protect them and how he's faithful to protect the people that he loves and how he's going to take care of us as well.
And I imagine there's probably some videos that were especially designed to work with Thanksgiving as well.
I'm sure there are, and they would be fine if you all sit down and watch them together as a family. And lots of times I know that I use video as a way of occupying my kids' time while I was trying to do something else. But what we're looking for in these activities is the interaction and involvement between ourselves as parents and our kids and leading them and guiding them. So that's why I like the idea of reading to them.
Sure. And that's a good start to understand the history of Thanksgiving. But what else can we do?
Well, for family devotions this week or next, maybe you open up to the Gospel of Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19, and read the story of the 10 lepers. And we know the story of the 10 men who had to go around screaming, unclean, unclean, and their hair was unkept, and they were in rags. And maybe you can dress your kids up as lepers and have them run or walk through the house crying, unclean, unclean, don't come near me, and help them see how lonely this leper was. And maybe one of you as a parent could play Jesus and heal this these men and ask them how they would feel being able to go back to their friends and family and ask why only one came back to thank Jesus. And would they be like that one or maybe the others who didn't say thank you?
Well, I think that would be kind of fun, especially around bath time since, you know, they're already unclean at that
boo,
point.
Boo, 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 boo.
Well, Bruce, we have time for one more. What do you say?
Well, why don't you think about putting a Thanksgiving meal together for maybe a lonely person, a widow or a widower or a couple or a family in your neighborhood that can't put a dinner together on their own? Or maybe your church has a plan for doing something like this, or you could get the name from a local rescue mission. But the key is to create ownership for this project in the lives of your children. And we want to get them excited about sharing and being generous. And have a family meeting, talk about the menu, what would you like to put in their bag or basket that they can enjoy for their Thanksgiving dinner. And after you put that together, then challenge the kids to go to their piggy banks and wherever it is they keep their allowances and to bring the money that they'd like to contribute towards this. And then go to the grocery store together to buy the items. And while you're walking the aisles, use this time to share how excited you are to be able to help someone who has a need. And maybe you can pray during the week for this family that they will see Jesus in our lives as a family as a result of this action, and then put the meal together in a fun way and take it over and present it to the people so that they can enjoy a Thanksgiving dinner.
You know, Bruce, I could see where that probably be a very strong memory-making Thanksgiving experience for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And how it would probably give us an opportunity to talk to our kids about how good God has been to our family as well. Well, for those of you who are looking for more ideas like this, feel free to go out to our website, pebblesoftruth.com, and click on the Family Activities button, and we'll put 13 ideas out there that you can do together with your family. And Bruce, are we going to talk about anything more next week?
Yeah, I have a few more ideas I'd like to share with us to help us to keep reinforcing this attitude of gratitude within the lives of our kids. But until next time, let's keep building our house on the rock.
You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.